All right. Good morning, my family. We trust that you guys are doing well. I look forward to this every Monday morning, and I trust you do as well. Let's begin with our devotional with a quote from St. Augustine. Pray as though everything depends on God. Work as though everything depends on you. Think about it. I was a very young man in 1972 when I got married. I was barely 20 years old. I took on the responsibility of being a father and a husband at a very young age. My father, he owned several pieces of property in the community, and he told me that he would sell me one of his houses not far from the home where I was raised. I didn't know what it was like to be a husband. I didn't always do the right thing as a young man, so I didn't tell my wife. I just agreed to purchase the property from my dad and told her after the fact. The house needed a little work. Well, maybe the house needed a lot of work. It wasn't in the best of shape, but I saw promise and potential in the house, and I realized that with a little work, the house would be a good place to raise a young family or to begin raising a young family. After purchasing the house, I went to pick up my young wife and told her that I had just bought a home for us. Let's go see it. And as we drove to the house, she had a lot of questions. Where is the house? Not far from my parents. How much did it cost? Not much. Dad gave me a good deal. And this went on until we pulled up to the house. And when we pulled up, her excitement turned to despair. We're living here? She asked. Yeah, it needs a little work, but it's going to be nice. Come inside and let's take a look at it, I said. We walked through the screenless screen door, and as we took a few steps into the house, tears began to well up in her eyes, and she says, I can't live here. I began to explain to her that we'll buy new appliances, patch up the holes in the walls, paint the walls and the ceilings, put carpet and live on the living room and bedroom floors, and linoleum and tile on the other floors, and we'll buy new furniture, and it will be nice for our first home. We're going to be all right. We're not going to live here forever. She was a bit hesitant, but she said okay. And that's what we did for the next month and a half. We worked together until we got it like we wanted it. And then we brought our young family into our first home. We comfortably lived there for 6 years until we were able to buy a better home and a better neighborhood. When I thought about this experience in preparation for this on last night, I thought about what Christ does for us when he comes into our lives. Christ finds us and knocks on the doors of our hearts. And if we allow him into our hearts, he comes into our lives and begins to make us better. He begins to renovate our lives that were in shambles and disrepair. The plumbing wasn't working. That's why our souls were not refreshed. The electricity didn't work. That's why we were living in darkness. There was no paint on the walls or attractive floor covering. That's why we didn't know real beauty and lasting comfort. Our house was in shambles. We didn't know it. But immediately, the Holy Spirit saw the condition of our lives and began to renovate our lives. We are all, my sisters and brothers, a work in progress. Be patient with us. God's not through with us yet. And perhaps we'll be under construction until Jesus returns, and that's all right. The Holy Spirit is alive in our hearts, and he is continually cleaning and making improvements that will forever change our lives for the better. I'm sure that all of you can look back who you once were before the Lord laid his hands on you, and you can testify to the fact that the Lord has done great things in your life. So my sister, my brothers, let's not stop now. Let's continue to allow for Christ's Spirit to renovate our lives. Let us continue until the day where we will be presented faultless before his presence, that's God's presence, with glory and with exceeding joy forever. Amen. Let's pray. Today, O God, you have given to us this new and exciting morning. The psalmist says, morning by morning, new blessings we see, God, and yes, we anticipate new and fresh blessings this day. Just as this day will be a day that we've never seen before, we know, God, that you will give us the grace to endure whatever comes our way, through pain or through healing, through sorrow or through joy, God. You already know what we need for this day. And so we yield ourselves to you right now, asking for you to keep us and bless us. We thank you for your continuing love. We thank you, God, for the spirit of grace. We thank you, God, for new and fresh discovery. God, you know, we used to sing back in the day, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. That's not always true. But we thank you, God, that no matter what we are confronted with in our day, that you're with us. And we don't ever have to worry about that because you gave us a lasting promise that says you will always be with us and never forsake us. So thank you. All of us, God, enter into this day with thoughts of success, thoughts of fear, thoughts of anxiety, but we give all of that to you, and I pray now for my sisters and my brothers that whatever they are going through now, be it good or bad, that they will experience your presence, that they will walk in your love, that you would give them comfort and grace, health and contentment, that the power of your Holy Spirit might manifest itself in their lives in such a way that no matter what they are experiencing this day, they will know that everything will be all right. Yes, turn their sorrow into joy. Turn their difficulties into laughter. And bless us this day according to your will, your purpose, and your plan. For this, we thank you and continue to embrace and walk with you. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Well, that brings us to another close of our devotional, but I want you to always remember this. Live each day in love with God. You guys be good. We'll see you.
Okay.